Hi, and welcome to the fourth episode of Boosting Your E-commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host, with the fourth episode of the podcast. And the topic for today's discussion is best SEO practices to obtain a higher ranking for your online store. For listeners who have joined us for the first time, just to give you my background, being in technology in India and the US for 25 years in software development, this includes both product development and software services. In recent time, we have spent a considerable amount of time in e-commerce and we are simply loving it. One of the key reasons that we started with the podcast was because in our early discussion with many entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles or challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for first generation entrepreneurs. So we decided, why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward. All this while making e-commerce fun, insightful, and engaging. I would like to start the episode today with a quote by Matt Cutts, Google's former head of web spam and an SEO expert. And I quote, "SEO is like a resume. You polish it so you have your best foot forward," unquote. In today's episode, we discuss the importance of SEO for your online store and the best practices to follow, saving you crucial time, effort, and cost while you try to grow your business online. What is e-commerce SEO? SEO for e-commerce is a process of optimizing your online stores to improve search engine rankings, visibility, and the overall performance, among other things. This optimization helps attract organic, which is the non-paid traffic, to your website, increasing the chances of appearing in more relevant search results. By enhancing your site's content, structure, and user experience, SEO makes it easier for search engines to understand and rank your pages. What this means is that when potential customers search for products they need, they're more likely to find your store online among the top results. Essentially, effective SEO not only drives more visitors to your website, but also generates leads, conversions, and higher revenues for your website. How does e-commerce SEO differ from a traditional SEO for a CMS? A CMS is a content management system website. Both traditional CMS website SEO and e-commerce SEO aim to improve search engine visibility. Their key focus of attention, and more importantly, their strategies to achieve them, differ though. For example, for a traditional CMS website SEO, it focuses more on attracting visitors and building brand awareness. Your factors such as keyword research, link building, content management take precedence. Essentially, the goal here is to increase website traffic, viewer engagement, and brand awareness. In contrast, for e-commerce SEO, from a focus standpoint, apart from attaining visitors and brand awareness, what is also more important is making conversions and subsequently generating higher sales. Your factors could also include product and category optimization, cart optimization, and the obvious conversion rate optimization. For e-commerce SEO, the eventual goal is to increase the sales and subsequent revenues. Why is e-commerce SEO important? There's a research done by DoFinder which suggests that there are more than 26 million e-commerce websites globally, and new ones are coming in every day. So how can you ensure that your website stands out and grows in such a competitive marketplace? One of the key factors is investing your time and effort in SEO. By doing this, prospects are more likely to find your website in the top results. Your SEO involves a multitude of aspects such as keyword research, improving your site speed, on-page, off-page, and much more. That being said, let us deep dive and understand the best practices for a higher ranking. Now let's talk about the best practices for a higher ranking. The first and the foremost is keyword research strategies. Let's talk about a bit on it. Keyword for SEO in simple terms is a specific word or a phrase that users enter in a search engine while searching for information. Keywords are essential for SEO because they help search engines determine what a web page is about. By using the right keywords, a web page can appear higher in the search engine results. Now let us talk a bit about keyword research. Keyword research for an e-commerce website is the process of identifying and analyzing the words or phrases that are frequently used by the customers while searching for a product online. Keyword research helps you understand what people are searching for so that you can optimize your website's content. While strategizing for keywords, it is prudent to categorize them based on the following. The first, search intent, which would include informational, navigational, transactional, or the commercial intent for the search for the customer. The second one is based on topic or themes. Is the search related to a particular product, a service, or based on industry, or was it brand related? The third is their stage in the customer journey. Are they looking for product awareness? Are they looking for consideration? Or are they making decisions for a purchase? The fourth point is geographic location. In this, is your search local to a specific location? Or is it regional, such as for the state? Or is your search based at a national level? The fifth point here is keyword difficulty. When talking about keyword difficulty, there are two things to keep in mind. They are competition and volume. If, for example, if there are particular keywords that are high volume and high competition, it will take a significant effort to bring it based on your SEO, but the rewards are going to be high too. The other aspect is low volume and low competition. There could be opportunities for niche targeting when you're talking about low volume and low competition. Next, you could have high volume and low competition. These are ideal for building traffic quickly, and these are the ideal ones, as I mentioned. The last and the sixth point is keyword length. When talking about keyword length, I will categorize it into three areas. The first one is short tail keywords. This could be up to 1 to 3 words. So for example, in my mind, digital marketing is a short tail keyword. When you talk about a medium tail keyword, it could be anything from a 3 to 4 keywords. For example, the best digital marketing agencies, right? And when you're talking about long tail keywords, it could be anything from 4 to more keywords. For example, it would be best digital marketing agencies for small business in Mumbai. So if you look at long tail keyword, you'll notice that the search volume for this kind of word, for example, best digital marketing agencies for small business in Mumbai, the count is always going to be small. But what we also know is that the intent is typically strong with a long tail keyword. When strategizing for your particular product or services, you have to identify the right combination of the categories. Also, you should regularly review and update as per the analysis. By researching your keywords based on business needs, you should develop a targeted content strategy that improves your search engine rankings to drive qualified traffic to your online store. As about tools that can help you seamlessly perform your keyword research, the ones that I typically use are your Google Keyword Planner, SEMrush, Ahrefs, and there are many, many more ones in the market. The second on the list for best practices for higher ranking is on-page SEO. On-page SEO for an online store involves optimizing individual product pages and content on your website. This helps search engines like Google, Yahoo, Bing to recognize your website and rank higher in the search results. The key aspects of your on-page SEO are, the first one is product description. A product description is a connecting link between the product features and the customer's needs. Your product description should be easy to understand and should describe your product well. Second is title tag. A title tag is an HTML code tag that helps you give a web page a title. The title page appears in a browser title bar and search engine result page SERP. An informative and a compelling title tag encourages users to click on your link when it appears in the search results. The third on the list is the URL structure. Your URL structure informs Google about the different pages of your website and how they are related to each other. The next is image optimization. Image optimization in e-commerce SEO involves adjusting your image size, format, alt text to improve your loading speed and to ensure search engines can index them. This not only encourages page performance, but also helps your images and web pages rank higher in the search results. The last that I can think of right now is your internal linking. Your internal links in SEO are links that are connecting one page of your website to another on the same site. This helps search engines crawl your site more effectively, which can boost your engagement and overall ranking. Third one on the list for best practices for high rankings is technical SEO. Technical SEO for e-commerce site involves optimizing the technical aspects of your online store to make it easier for search engines to crawl, index, and understand your website. Technical SEO for e-commerce site focuses on improving site performance and structure to enhance the search engine visibility. Some of the important aspects of technical SEO are, the first one is the site speed. How fast are your pages loading to avoid a bounce out from the customer? The second one is mobile optimization, making sure that your online store renders very well on smartphones, which is important for today's mobile shoppers. SEMrush suggests that over 70% of the customers buy online by using their mobile devices. The next on the list for technical SEO is schema markup, which helps search engines understand the product details, price, and reviews. This markup allows search engines to display richer, more informative search results, often called as rich snippets. The next one for technical SEO is managing duplicate content. You know, often you have in the product list page, you might have pagination or you might have product variations. This could often confuse the search engines because they seem like similar pages. So managing duplicate content is also very important. The next on the list is XML sitemaps, which provide a roadmap of your overall site for the search engines, helping them find and index your pages efficiently. The last one I can think of, and which is also very important, is the robots.txt. This guides search engines on which part of the site to crawl and which parts to ignore. Together, all of these practices help improve your overall search ranking and ensures a smooth user experience. The fourth one on the list for best practices for high rankings is off-page SEO. Off-page SEO refers to the activities that are performed outside of your website to enhance your ranking. Listing out a couple off-page strategies to help you stand out in the search engine results. The first, and is quite known, is building backlinks. Backlinks are links from other websites to yours. They show search engines that your site is trustworthy and important, which can help boost your search rankings. You can build backlinks to guest postings, blogs, and influencer collaboration, which involves partnering with influencers who can create content that links back to your product, and some more can be tried out. The second one that comes to my mind is social sharing. Social media helps brand awareness and indirectly positively affects your SEO. If you regularly share your blog, service post, and some other informational content, this helps build a stronger engagement. Fifth on the list for the best practices for high ranking is measuring your SEO success. You can measure your e-commerce SEO success by analyzing your key performance indicators, or also what is called as the KPIs. With the help of KPIs, you can measure your engagement, conversion rate, visibility, organic traffic, bounce rates, and more on your e-commerce website. Some examples of your KPIs would include your conversion rate, average order value, also called as AOVs, customer lifetime value, shopping cart abandonment, customer acquisition cost, return on investment, and also your net promoter scores. KPIs help you gain valuable insight into your store's performance and make data-driven decisions to improve your sales. Among the few tools to measure would be your Google Search Console, Google Analytics, or even the Bing Webmaster. Among the paid ones that I would prefer is your Ahrefs, SEMrush, or even Moz. Another best practice, and which is the sixth one on this list, is keeping your URL simple and clean. Keeping your website URL simple and clean helps search engines understand the website's content. Make sure you avoid unnecessary parameters, numbers, and irrelevant words, and focus on a concise URL. When you have a long URL and want to separate the words, do use hyphens instead of underscores or any special characters. Hyphens are readable and search engines are able to catch them fast. The seventh and last one for today's discussion is using alt text in the images. Alt text or alternate text is a short description of an image that explains what the image is about. Alt text also helps search engines understand and properly display your images in search results. To optimize your image, write alt text that is brief and clearly describes the image using one or two relevant keywords. Avoid stuffing too many keywords in the alt text. Alt text not only improves accessibility but also helps boost your chances of ranking higher in the search results. As we come to the conclusion of this episode, I'll like to touch on a couple of case studies. The first one that comes to my mind is Metro Shoes, a well-established Indian footwear brand. Their primary goal was to enhance their search engine ranking and boost their online brand awareness. They did initially run into some rough water where they had slow page speeds and complex site migration was also not helping them. They were able to analyze their underlying issues, work through them, and I think this is around in 2022 where they saw a 109% increase in their revenues and around 107% growth in their e-commerce conversion rate. Pretty impressive if you look at it. Another example that I'd want to highlight is Cult.fit, which was formerly called as Cure.fit, a leading fitness brand offering range of health services. During the pandemic, I think around in 2022, with gym closures, they needed to boost their awareness and improve their SEO for their gym. What they did is that they optimized city-specific landing pages, for example, gyms in Bangalore, gyms in Mumbai, to increase traffic and improve their search ranking. I think this approach helped them gain and contribute around 34% revenues, touching up to 216 crores in fiscal year 2022. As we bring this episode to a closure, remember to optimize your SEO using the 7 best practices which we have discussed earlier. This will eventually help in boosting your e-commerce website traffic, your brand visibility, and subsequently your revenues. As we suggested in today's podcast, keep refining your strategies. Stay updated with SEO trends, all this while prioritizing your customer needs. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it will help us reach more listeners. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can always be reached at info@buildmymart.com, an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch, and manage their own online store at an affordable price. Join us next week and also share with us your suggestions on newer topics in e-commerce that you'd like to explore. Till then, keep exploring and have fun while at it. Cheers. Signing off, this is your host, Himanshu Parab. Thank you and bye-bye.